Tell for Shalom a test. Sif Aleph. The Ramah adds, Va'al Yaseh Shum Tashmish Bazoi Basukka, Kadeshalo Yimitzos Bazuyos Alav. One should not do any degrading actions in the Sukkah because we don't want the mitzvos to become. We don't want to degrade the mitzvos, and we don't want mitzvos to be degrading towards you, for you to view them in a lesser light, degrading fashion. The Mishnah Berurah's example of this is washing dishes. So you shouldn't wash dishes in the sukkah. He also says you're not allowed to urinate in the sukkah. And they talk about in the poskim whether you're allowed to wash until yadayim in the sukkah.
Negelvasser
in the sukkah. They say for sure you have to be able to wash negelvasser in the sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan says because you have to wash right when you wake up. Chazanish discusses whether you could wash until yadayim for the suda in the sukkah. There are people who actually build in sinks into their sukkah, so then you could obviously do it. But the question is, leaving the water in the sukkah or something like that would be inappropriate. We eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah all 7 days, night and day. You are not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah, even a short nap, Mishnah Berurah says, because sometimes a short nap is enough for you to be considered keva. So that's why, really, a real Shena Sarai, if it's literally sleeping for 5 minutes, so then for sure that's going to be okay outside the sukkah. It's only if your short nap has the potential to actually strengthen you that it would make it like a Shena's Keva.
You're putting your head down the shul.
Right. So that would be a problem, but a regular Shena Sarai, 5 minutes would be okay. If it's out of your control and you fall asleep out of the sukkah, you're sitting in your house for whatever reason and you fall asleep, so then right when you wake up, you should go into the sukkah. Just like if it was raining and it stops raining, you need to go into the sukkah. So too, when you wake up, you go into the sukkah. You're allowed to eat an achilas arai outside of the sukkah. So because, as the Mishnah Berurah, since even when you were living in your home, sometimes you'll eat a snack outside of your house. So for sure, the same thing is true regarding the sukkah, that sometimes you'll eat a snack outside of the sukkah, and that will be okay. But kama achilas arai, what is permissible outside of the sukkah? Kibetza mipas. Only kibetza of pas, or less. And we'll see that the Ramah says that yesh lahachmir, that is an ikar din, you'd be allowed to eat a kibetza of pas or less outside of the sukkah. Umutar lishlos mayim miyayin lechol peros, you're allowed to drink water and wine and eat fruits outside of the sukkah for sure. Because achilas peiros, even a lot, that's never going to be a kvias. It's all like achilas arai, which we said you're allowed to do outside the sukkah. So to meat, cheese, fish, anything that's not going to be a kvias, it's going to be okay. Only possibly with chameshes mine dagan, so a tarovis of such tafshil of a chameshes mine dagan might be a problem even maker din. But for the most part, maker din, the only things that you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah are going to be bread, and we'll see what the halacha lemaisa is regarding havdalah. There's a big discussion. Mishnah Berurah knows mechadesh that one should make havdalah in the sukkah, even though it's clear that yain is really okay outside the sukkah. But the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkah and Lamed, so it's not for a couple days, says that you should do that in the sukkah also. So we'll see what the poskim say about that.